Welcome to the Tech Up Checkup podcast of the Girl Tech Innovators. I'm Lori Boyer.
And I'm Julia Hilburn. Welcome and happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I know that not everyone is a super huge fan of Valentine's Day, and nowadays the more popular thing to do is Galentine.
I like that.
It's a super fun idea. I really do like it, and I'm actually excited to announce that I hosted my own Galentine's Day.
So fun. It's just a great way to get the gals together, right?
Absolutely.
Well, since we're on a roll with all the things that we're loving, let's talk about some edtech things that we love in the moment.
Oh boy. Okay. So my thing is very silly, but I am loving the AI-generated headshots.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I have spent way too much time. It's like eating up at my personal time. I had to discontinue the app. But the AI-generated headshots is definitely fun. It's something interesting to do, but too much time I've spent on it.
You definitely had a good time with that, and they really came out quite amazing. However, when you did get like six fingers on one hand in some of the pics, I was like, back away from the app, Julia, back away.
Yes, definitely. Like one of my favorite, you know, I have like my hand up underneath my chin. It was definitely a glamour shot, like from a magazine. But if you like zoomed in on my fingers, my knuckles were all like contorted together. I might have had like five rings on one finger. It was just very odd. You have to be careful, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely carefully review those generated shots. But they really did come out quite awesome. And for me, I'm actually loving the various edtech apps out there right now that are making graphic design so easy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, everything from background removers to erasing objects and photos as if they didn't even exist. It makes getting creative super simple, and I'm loving it.
Absolutely. All right, so we know the hot topic right now is Super Bowl.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, and all the times that T-Swift was shown on the TV.
Oh, yes.
But we do have some important ed tech things to share, so we're going to get right to it. Fortunately, we're not talking much about T-Swift. All right, let's share a little bit about FETC and our experience this year.
Oh, yes. We shared with all of you back in our January podcast that we were going to FETC along with some of our fellow team members, Jessica and Sally. And we all had our own sessions that we were presenting. My one on reading progress went really great with my friend Wendy from over in Hillsboro.
Yes.
Great turnout. And what's really cool is that all the latest updates were released. And so if you have been using Reading Progress, awesome. Hopefully you're rocking it in Teams assignments. But please note, there is actually the app that was released for utilizing some of those features that make it really engaging for kids because they get to make stories based on things that they care about. So check it out. If you haven't yet, go to the app and you'll very much enjoy it.
Absolutely. It was great kind of like learning more about as the Reading Progress updates were being released. It was exciting for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So my sessions went well as Sally and Jessica. It was just exciting to kind of be around everyone and to get the opportunity to attend other sessions. Lots and lots of things around education and AI and where we're going. It was just an exciting experience, and we are fortunate enough to have been invited, and our district allowed us to go. So also,
we also don't want to forget. Let's talk about the expo floor, right?
Oh, yes. The expo floor was phenomenal and overwhelming at the same time. Also, at one point, there was like this smell of funnel cake that sent me on this mission to find out who had these donut / funnel cake. I never found them. So if you were there and you did, please let me know where they were.
Yes.
I'm still obviously a little bit sour about it.
We definitely got our steps in looking for those mini donut things.
But there were some really cool things there. Lots and lots of display boards and just interaction with how they could be used. There was like the sports one that could go on the floor. They just had a ton of neat stuff. Of course, you leave and you're like, I want all of that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a great opportunity to see how they're leveling up at tech and seeing what, you know, is kind of shared out there. And then what really sticks through the years, you know, what gets implemented into those classrooms is pretty neat to see those trends start to happen.
Yes, I think
I really enjoyed that.
My favorite was Clear Touch has this new Max board, and it has, you know, these dry erase boards on the side, and it was just really neat. If I could purchase one thing off the top of my head from FETC Expo, that would be it.
It was the Cadillac, for sure.
It was, yep. And Lori planned an MIEE, so MIE Expert Meetup.
Yes.
One evening during the week when we were there, where all the MIE experts were welcomed. It was so much fun. It was such a great opportunity for all of us to meet each other in person and to chat about all things EdTech. So, you know, we've kind of talked over either social media or, you know, on some of our calls, but we never have the opportunity where we're all in one place. So it was exciting, and I'm so thankful that you did that.
Thank you. I loved planning that with the Florida fellows. That was a great opportunity for everyone to get together. And you know, what's really nice too is any of these opportunities, whether it's a bigger conference such as FETC, or if there's, you know, ones within a specific district or a local or regional opportunity to meet up with other EdTech people, it really is great because then once you meet that face-to-face aspect of one another, get to know each other a little bit, it helps with your professional learning network. So it really opens up the opportunity to say, hey, what are you guys doing in your district? Hey, I heard that you implemented this. Can you give us some advice on that? And vice versa. So it really helps overall everyone grow. So just throwing in that little plug for becoming an MIEE, definitely think about it. And if you have any questions, you could always reach out to Julia or I, as we're both Microsoft Innovative Educator experts.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the upcoming technology conference.
Yes.
We are 2 months away from the St. Lucie Public Schools Virtual Technology Conference, which is going to be Saturday, April 13th from 8 to 12 p.m.
That is awesome. Absolutely looking forward to it. This is something where, you know, you can look, you could just stay at home and you don't have to worry about the weather. One year we had really bad weather for an in-person opportunity. And so this is really great that you could stay home, stay dry, and, you know, enjoy it in your jammies.
Absolutely. You can drink a cup of coffee and learn at the same time.
Or maybe drink a Celsius if you don't drink coffee. I'm just saying.
True. I'm not going to judge anybody on their cup, right? Or glass. So this is a super exciting opportunity, and you do earn professional learning points.
Absolutely. They'll be awarded in Frontline based on the number of sessions you attend. So you do have flexibility with those sessions. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So you can pick and choose your sessions. If you've attended one of our virtual conferences in the past, then you already kind of know what to expect. However, if you are new to St. Lucie Public Schools or have not had the opportunity to attend in the past, you are in for a real treat. The conference starts with a welcome message from our leaders and our tech team. And there is a chance to win a few prizes.
Prizes! Everyone loves swag and prizes. Can't go wrong with either one, right?
Yes. If you've attended in the past, then you already know about the cool prizes that we always tend to give away. But these prizes will include top trending EdTech gadgets for teachers, and it's something that you can use right away. So you walk away, winning a prize. We'll send it to you in our inner office mail, have it delivered directly to your school, and as soon as you get it, you open it up and use it. It's not something that requires any downloading or anything like that. So it's an exciting opportunity.
Absolutely. Meant to be plug and play used just for your daily usage. What's really cool too about the prizes is that everyone in attendance gets an opportunity to win. So if you're there and you're attending sessions, then you have some pretty darn good chances of getting some good stuff.
Yep, and we can't forget that we wouldn't be able to have these amazing EdTech prizes without the support of our wonderful Education Foundation of St. Lucie.
We appreciate them very much.
We do. We are always so grateful for their support. They've supported us in the past, and now they're doing it again this year, and we are able to select such great prizes for both our presenters and our attendees. So we're excited.
Well, now that we've talked all things prizes, which is very important, please note, let's talk all about the sessions. So these sessions, they'll be available for you to pick and choose, which is actually pretty cool, where you get to build your own agenda.
Yeah, this is a build your own agenda type of event. So teachers will be able to read descriptions of the different session offerings and pick which ones they want to attend based off their wants and needs.
Yeah, so each session you can either pick is 30 minutes or 1 hour. And there's 19 unique sessions to choose from. So there's a large variety on a variety of topics, as you can see, that you could, you know, take a deeper dive into.
Yep. So you can fill up your entire morning with sessions, or you can just choose, you know, one or two that fit your needs best. So if you wanted to attend one at 8:30, but then not again until 10 o'clock, that's completely up to you. It's fine.
Absolutely.
You will earn the in-service points based off the sessions that you attend.
Right. So say, for example, you're a busy mom or a busy dad and you want to attend the 8:30 session, but then you have drop off for soccer at 10 o'clock. Well, then you could scoot out. And then if you wanted to pick back up for an 11 o'clock session, go for it. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So Julia, can you tell us some of the topics that we actually offered this year?
Yes, absolutely. We decided this year to take a very focused route, meaning that each session is specific to a feature of the platform rather than just how to start using the platform. So before it was like basics or advanced, right? Like you're already using it, here's some advanced features, or you're not using it, here's how to get started. This year, we're going very, very specific. So for example, we have a form session that will teach you all about branching and how to do branching. So if you've never used forms before, that might not be the best session for you because we're not starting from the basics. We're starting with just branching, and the whole 30 minutes will be how to develop those questions around branching. Then we have a Nearpod session that focuses on the newest on-the-fly activities for teachers. So once again, very specific to just on-the-fly activities for our teachers.
Which is great for engagement. And really, that's the focus with a lot of these. We want it to be things that could be engaging for use in the classroom and be able to be used right away in the classroom. So you learn it and you can take it back.
Yep. So we're having sessions on Reading Progress and Reading Coach, Canva for Families, which is a really unique way to display Canva. And then we're showcasing how to send those flyers home to our families in every language. So once again, something very new and unique. Lori's doing a Making Magic Happen in Canva, which is going to focus on the Magic Studio and all the newest apps offered in Canva to help you enhance your work.
I'm super excited about all of these and literally how teachers can turn around and use them right away, and also hear from teachers and district leaders who are using this on a daily basis. So they're real use cases and great ideas for implementation.
Yep.
Which I'm fired up about.
Me too. Registration is going to open at the end of the month, so we want you to be on the lookout for our email. Also, check the instructional technology team. That's where we release all of the latest information on the website and kind of what to look for. So the conference website will have information on all of our sessions, presenters, and links to build out your own schedule. So if you're looking for it, if you go to the St. Lucie Public Schools website and then go to the Talent Development Department from the main website, you will find the conference information right on that main page, and then you're able to kind of pick and choose from there.
And from the slides that we've been putting up, you might start to be picking up on the theme, but it's EdTech Assemble, so it's superhero themed. I don't know about you, Julia, but I feel a Cricut shirt coming on that I need to make for this fun conference just to get in the spirit of things. Or maybe throwing on a superhero cape. You never know what might come out.
You never know. Unleash the power of EdTech. Assemble the future of K-12 education.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be really great. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys at the EdTech conference. So let's take a second and we're going to roll into our ticket to try. So I'm excited to talk about an update that's available in Microsoft Word on the web. It's a fantastic new feature, Word for the web, say that three times fast, and it's called Loop Components. So loops are real-time collaborative components that can be added to Word, Teams, Outlook, and even soon to be OneNote. And a loop component, there's ones such as like a task list. So in real time, that shared component can then be shared and added for collaboration. So when I'm in Microsoft Word on the web, I can go to Insert. I'll see Loop Components as an option. And then I could choose from a multiple, like there's a variety. There's task list, there's a checklist, there's polls, mm-hmm. different things you can put in there. And then what's nice is as soon as I put it into that Word doc, I can update it, and then anyone who that Word doc is shared with can see that and collaborate on it in real time. So making updates, I can also email it to others, then they can add to it. That same loop carries over into all these different areas in which I'm sharing that loop component for that real-time collaboration. So I'm just thinking of it from a teacher perspective. It could be very helpful for grade-level teams to create mm-hmm. a loop, right?
Yes.
How's that at maybe in a team that you guys share together, and then you can go through whether it's project based or unit planning based, and you could assign it to specific people, different tasks, and then everyone can mark it off accordingly as they go along, and you can see that progress. Another way I was thinking too that would be helpful is in every classroom, how stations and rotations happen are different, right? Well, maybe you, a teacher, can have a task list within either Microsoft Teams chat or within a Microsoft Word document for each one of the students, and then they can go in there and they can mark up their progress that they're making on those tasks throughout the week, say for reading or math, whatever subject it is that you're teaching. So those are just some ways that, you know, I could see for real-time uses in the classroom.
Yes, those are extremely helpful. You know, right now we're huge fans. I think we're like Lori and I and the tech team, we have a shared OneNote and we have like a to-do list. So everything that we're doing, you know, conference prep, all of these yes. things, and everyone kind of has like check boxes, you know, we use tagging and check them off, but I can see us moving to Loop now to kind of, you know, keep this going and expand and have more options. So they're definitely helpful, and I can't wait to dive deeper into it. If you're interested in diving deeper into Loop components, you can catch Sally's presentation during the EdTech conference. This is exactly what she's going to be presenting on, which is super exciting.
Absolutely. So our ask to you with our ticket to try is to try out Loop. Go to Microsoft Word on the web, insert Loop components, and pick one. You can then share a picture on social media and tag the Girl Tech Innovators, and also add the hashtag ticket to try.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for listening with us this month. We are always excited to be here with you. We know that there's lots of things happening in all of your worlds. So once again, thanks for listening, and we hope to catch you next time.
Thanks so much. Share the podcast with a friend.